Shema Yizgaru Bo Perchekuna. We don't want a hikka to be done openly, because maybe like the young, the men, the kahanim, will start looking at the ladies when they give them a hikka. So it's not snius that the hikka should be given openly. That's why he says it means that you have to give the hikot elo b'medina b'negalechas b'mokam tsunua v'lo'ira parchekuna. For the Gemara Omele, according to your svara l'dvarecho, soita techiach, I'll bring you proof, we're not afraid about this. We're not afraid for the young kahanim to see this lady, even if she would have to take hikot openly. I'll bring you proof from the loch of a soita. The achtivba over there by your soita, the pasuk says, v'hemidu l'fnei Hashem, that we have to bring the sight of the lady in front of Hashem means in the Yom Moed, and we uncover her hair there. So you see, we're not afraid that the Kohanim will see her. We're not afraid, maybe the young Kohanim will see her. So vice versa, the Kohanim, when they're doing this avodah, it's like a mitzvah, we're not afraid that they'll see the lady. So who, maybe the Nazir also should have a haircut done there openly. Samara says, no, there's a difference. Omalem, I'll answer you back. A lady that's in the zero, when she comes to have a haircut, she's dressed up nicely. She has her makeup on, her eye paint on. So therefore, it's possible that Pircha Kanim will look at her and have a yetzara. Therefore, we don't want it to happen. We want her to take the haircut and mokum tsunua. But zu by a soita, eino kachelis upakesis. Over there, there's an inyan to make her look benivel, bezoyin. We make her, she doesn't wear any makeup on. And if I care, we make it look ugly over there, the Gemara says. So therefore, by a sight, we're not afraid that the Pircha Kuna would look at her. So the Mishnah. What do they do now after the haircut? So the kids of the Nozir took his haircut right by the place where they were cooking up the meat of the Korban Shlomim. Now, Hayanoitel Shah Roshoi. He would take the hair of his head, Nizroi, of the Nozir. Umishalayach Tachas Hadud. And right away they would throw the hair under the pot where they're cooking up the meat of the Korban Shlomim. V'yim gilach b'medina, let's say he took his haircut away in Yerushalayim, not even in the Beis HaMikdash. Lo yhoye meshaleach tachas adud. Then there's no mitzvah, he doesn't have to vice versa send his hair to be burnt under the fire, under the pot where they're cooking up the Shlomim. It is only if he did the mitzvah kitzurosoi in the Beis HaMikdash, where they're cooking up the shlamim, so then you put your hair under the fire. But if the Nozir took his haircut outside of the Medina, then he does not have to send his hair to be burnt under the dud. When is this said that the hair is burnt under the pot of the shlamim? Only when a Nozir finishes his regular Nazirus of Taira, that he was a Nozir for 30 days, when he finishes it, his haircut, that's the halacha to take there and put it under the fire of the Korban Shlomim. But when a Nazir became Tomei, touched the mace, that the halacha is also, he has to wait 7 days to become Tor, and then he takes the haircut on the seventh day, is Loihoye Meshaleach Tachas Adud. Even if the haircut was done in the Beis HaMikdash, still there's no inyan to burn it. You don't have to put it at Tachas Adud. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir says, no, it depends. Ha'akil mishalchem tachas hadud. He also know, you always have to send your hair that it should be burnt under the pot where the shlomim is being cooked up. Even if you took your haircut outside the Beis HaMikdash. Abachutz min atuma sheba medina bovad. But the only time not like that is if you're only a nazir tamei. When you're taking your haircut on the seventh day, and also the haircut is not in the Beis HaMikdash, it's outside in Yerushalayim, that's the only time you don't have to send your hair to be burnt under the pot. But Mashenken, if you're a Nozir Tohor, or even if you're a Nozir Tomei, but you have your haircut done in the Beis HaMikdash, then there's this inyan that the hair should be sent and burnt under the dud, under the pot. And which pot by a Nozir? On a Nozir that's Tomei does not have to bring a Shlomim. So Taisa says it means dud shall Oshem Nozir. It means he has to put it under the pot of the Oshem Nozir. Tomei. V'chat tisoy shvatol akos nasin nishan tachat adud ela b'tor. Could he put either one, either tachas to Oshem Nozir or v'chat tisoy, either one. But at the end of the dud, that's only by the Bosta Shlomin. But if you'll have to bring by Nozir Tomei to send this here to be burnt, it can be burnt on any one of the Kabbonis. The Gemara says, it says, Noitel Sar Roish Nizri. He has to like take the hair of the Nazir's head. So Tana Rabbanan, learned like this, like after you take the haircut and you have the hair, V'yachakach Noitel Esar Roitiv. What you first have to do is pour some of the juice, some of the roitiv of this meat, where the shlam is being cooked up. In other words, they made the shchita of the carbon shlam first. He made the shchita, the zrika, he made all the avoidas. Then the meat itself, you cook it up, the kohen's not eat it. And the juice, you have to take some juice out and pour some gravy, like some juice, on top of the head, on top of the hair. So, v'yakakach noiteles haroitiv. V'noisein al shah rosh nizroi. And he has to put it first on top of the hair. Because after he took his haircut, on the hair now that's off, that hair first you pour some gravy from the pot. And then you first take this hair and put it under the pot to be burnt. Under the pot is dud, the dud is the big pot that you're cooking up the meat of the korban shlamim. V'yim shilach tachas hadud shochates v'yoshem yotza. But if the Yevet, he sent and burnt the hair under the pot of the korban chates or the korban oshrim, is yotza. For at the Gemara, oshrim benozit tor miika. Like the Chur, we're talking about a nozit tohor. A nozit that's tor, when he finishes his naziris, there's no korban oshrim. His three kabbonis we had was the chates, the oil, and the shlamim. Only a nozit tome brings an oshrim. So what are you telling me now, tachas oshrim? So my Rav says, hochikoma. This is what the Brisa means to say. If the nozir was tomei and he's taking his haircut on the seventh day, his mashleach tachas haduk shalotzim yotza. If he burns his hair under the pot from the korban ashram, he's yotza. This goes according to Reb Meir in the Mishnah that says the tomei that has the haircut in the base of Mikdash also has an Indian to have it burnt under the pot. Which pot of the korban ashram? The Mar says we know animili. How do we know this? That how do we know? We just said in the Braisa that after you take your haircut, before you burn your hair, you first have to pour some gravy on top of the hair. How do we know that? Omar Rava, Omar Kro, the Pasuk says, Asher tachas zevach hashlamim. That it has to be the hair is under the zevach hashlamim. So it means to say is mizivchoi yehei tachtov. From the zevach, from the juice of the korban, should be underneath it. So the kitzur is the limud, that you have to have some of the juice, the roitiv, on top of the hair. So he says, "Mi yituwa de zevach tashin hochi, tachas hashlamim yitei mizivchei." That from under the shlam you should put from the korban itself. That means some of the roitiv, some of the juice, should first be put on top of the hair, and then the hair you put under the pot to be burnt up. V'yim shilach tachas saduk shachates yotza. That's what our Mishnah says. But let's say the nazir by mistake took his hair and they put it under the pot that they're cooking up the boss of the chattis, and he burnt it there, is yotzes yaisulis mitzvah. My time, what's the reason? On Makro, the Pasuk says, zevach, l'rabbi says a chattis. It says the word zevach, an extra word zevach, to be marbi even under the chattis is also good. V'yoshem, l'rabbi says a chattis v'yoshem. That the evidence, if you put there under the korban chattis or under the korban oshem, it's also yotzes. For at the Gemara, this word zevach, v'afikta lahai zevach miroitiv. We already use this word zevach to teach us that you have to have some of the juice, some of the gravy of the korban on the hair. So we use the word zevach already. How do you know to be marva from the word zevach even under the chattas, under the yoshim? So Gemara says, in Cain, if so, lay makro miroitiv hashlamim. If the pasuk only means that you have to have some of the juice of the korban shlamim, let the Torah say clearly, me writer from the juice of the korban shlamim, you should put on top of the hair. My zevach, why does the pasuk only use the word zevach hashlamim? Is shmamin, if it's a proof, le rabbi is to include even chattas v'yoshem. That if you put your hair under the korban chattas, under the korban oshem, you're also yotzi a mitzvah. For at the Gemara, if so, v'yema kula lechattas v'yoshem u'diyosa. Maybe the pasuk zevach hashlamim is only coming to teach us that b'di'evad, if he puts his hair under the fire of the chata, so the yashim is yaitza. But maybe there's no mitzvah to put the reitiv, to put some of the juice on top of the hair. How do we know from the word zevach, it means tein mizivchoi? How do we know that? So the Gemara answers, in Cain, if so, leimah shlomim v'zevach. If it meant to only say you could burn it under the chatas and the yoshem, so it should have said, shlomim v'zevach. You're supposed to burn it under the carbon shlomim, and v'zevach, but the evidence you could do it under another carbon also. My zevach hashlomim, why does it say the word zevach first? Ishmaminatati, from here I hear two things. Ishmaminatati, that there's an inyan to take from the zevach hashlomim itself. From the roitiv itself, the juice itself of the carbon, should also first be put on top of the hair, and now you take this hair and put it under the dut. Chutz mitomei shegilah v'medina. So Ramei in the Mishnah says that the only exception there is to have the hair burnt is only if the nozir was tomei, and then he took his haircut on the seventh day, and the haircut was done outside the Beis HaMikdash, v'medina Yerushalayim. Why? Mifnei shesara nikvar, divrei Rabbi Meir. Because such hair, that the haircut of a tamei dikah nozir was done outside, there the mitzvah is to be burnt. The hair has to be burnt, and you don't send it to the Beis HaMikdash to be burnt. The mitzvah is to be buried. I mean, nikvar is to be buried. Rabbi Yehuda says, tohoirim, if a nozir is tohor, whether he took his haircut kan, v'kan oye meshalchim, whether his haircut was in the Beis HaMikdash by the mokum of the korban shlamim, or even if the haircut was taken outside, still there's this mitzvah to send the hair into the Beis HaMikdash, that it should be burnt under the fire where they're cooking up the korban shlamim. Tameim, but let's say the nozir was tamei, then he took his haircut on the seventh day, kan v'kan lehoyu mishalchin. That's from Yudishita. That by a nozir tamei, there's no mitzvah that the hair should be burnt, adarab, it should be buried. For the Chachamim Moim Nechomim say, ha'koyol lehoyu mishalchin tachas adud. No. Regular hair of a nozir, you don't have to burn it under the pot of the korban shlamim. Chutz, the only time you have to, chutz min tor shebemigdash. That this Indian to take the hair and burn it under the pot that you're burning up the korban shlamim, that's only if the whole mitzvah was done kimitzvasa the right way. The right way is to take the haircut right there in the Beis HaMikdash near the makom where they're cooking up the korban shlamim. So if you took your haircut in the right place, then you have this mitzvah to have it sent and to burn it right there. But any time the haircut was done further away, it wasn't done mamash kemitzvosoi, the Chum said there's no mitzvah then to send it to be burnt under the korban shlamim. So the next Mishnah. Hoye mevashel es hashlamim. So what do they do now with the korban shlamim after the shechita and the zrika? They took the meat and put it into a pot and used to cook up the meat of the shlamim. That's mevashel oy sholkon. Sholkon means cooked it yoysi midai be much more. So after the meat was cooked up very well, is hakoyen noiteles azroya bashela. The koyen now takes out of the meat the zroya bashela, the cooked up a shoulder. That's a new mitzvah by the shlomim of this korban nazir, that the koyen has the right to eat it. It belongs to the koyen. It's also for Yisrael to eat it. That's called zroya bashela. They take the whole zaita, the whole meat was cooked up together, and after it was cooked up together, then they took out the zroya, they cut off the shoulder, that went to the koyen. From here, the Gemara learns out of chulun, the whole yisoid of bitul b'roi vashishim. Because here, lemaisa, the locher is, this zroya belongs to the koyen. And only a koyen can eat it. A regular yisroel can't eat the zroya. And still, when they cooked up the meat in this pot, they cooked up all the meat together with the zroya. Now, the rest of the meat of a korban shlamim, the bialim is allowed to eat, the owner can eat it. So the kasher is, how could the owner eat the meat? The chura was cooked up in the same pot with the zroya that belongs to the kohen, that only a kohen could eat it. So if so, it should be also for Yisrael to eat it. So here the Gemara learns out that the yisoid of chad b'shishim is bottle, that there was 60 times the amount of meat as there was in the zroya. So therefore, since you have 60 times the amount of meat as the zroya, we say it's bottle b'roif, it's bottle b'shishim. Therefore, the rest of the meat did not get a time of the zroya, so the rest of the meat the Yisrael could eat. But now the koyin took out the zroya bashayla, mino ayil, from the ram. Now the chala, after he took out the zroya, he took out this cooked up shoulder, the chala matzachas, he took now one chala of a matzah, min asar from the basket, or rekik matzachas, he took also one rekik, a thin matzah. He took these two now, the noisein akapi hanazir. And he had to put these three things, the zroya, and these two matzahs on top of the hands, the palms of the nazir. O menifin, and the nazir would pick it up,
And then, hutara nozzle lishtas yayin. When after the nozzle made this tenufa, that's when the nozzle is allowed to drink the wine. And this was after his hekod, after they burnt the hair. This was the last thing they did. That they made the tenufa, that he had to pick up these three things. Uli tamal meisim, and now he's allowed to be metamal meisim. Now he finishes his isurim of nozzle. Rabbi Shimon.